Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Queer Talk, a queer podcast that brings you a regular dose of positive news stories and fabulous interviews.
Hi!
We are back with a very special episode of Queer Talk as we're collaborating with Meta for the first of its kind mixed reality drag show.
That's right. Meta have asked us to give you the lowdown on this exciting new show featuring iconic drag artists. The show will feature Tia Coffee, Blue Hydrangea, and today's esteemed guest, Adam All.
Woo! Hello.
Esteemed. I like that. I'll have that.
Esteemed. I wasn't sure what to put, and I was like, everyone writes iconic for just about everything these days. So I was like, right, I'm not using iconic, but esteemed works. Because there is a level of class to you.
Thanks. Possibly not today. But no, I'll take it.
The perks of a podcast is that no one can see us. It's all just posh voices.
Today I'm in my most luxurious velvet 3-9 white men pyjamas. We're fine.
Come on, pyjamas. So Adam is a drag king who wants to celebrate new parameters of queerness beyond the mainstream notions of fabulous, fierce drag queens. This campaign is a powerful example of what happens when drag kings have an equal seat at the table, and it's going to show us new ways of celebrating new forms of positive performed masculinity.
We're really excited to have you here today with us, Adam. How are you doing?
It's great to be here. I'm great. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's all good. It's nice. We've definitely been following this narrative of queens taking over the world, and we're very much on the side of we just need to see a bit more of an equal representation. There's nothing wrong with talented queens. We actually should celebrate them too, but maybe some other people need bringing up at the same time. So I'm really, really glad that you're here with us today.
I'm also delighted.
Before we get started, I think it's key to mention that we actually met you a little while back because we co-judged the Gold Rush Season 4 competition hosted by Taylor Trash, which was in the Glory in East London.
Yeah, I remember. That was really fun.
It was chaos. I'd never done anything like that before. And I actually think it was the first drag competition that I'd been to. And it was my first time at the Glory because I'm
really
uncultured and uneducated. But
that's not true. You just don't live in London.
Oh, yeah. I was in London for 3 years and I still never visited the Glory. Shame on me. But anyway, we've been now. And my first time I got to sit next to Adam All and judge a drag competition. So
yeah, we definitely felt a bit out of our depth. Neither of us do drag, so we were like, oh, professionals are here to judge, we can relax.
Yeah.
It's fun. Drag competitions, judging drag competitions is a tough one because drag is so personal. So it's all about love, I think. It's all about love and lifting as much as you humanly can. People are like giving it their heart, you know. So you've got to show respect.
That kind of answers my question, but I want to know, why do you think competitions like Gold Rush and shows like your very own Boy Box Nights are so important to the community?
I think it's particularly things like Gold Rush where you see a mix of different kinds of drag. I think it's extremely important to show that drag as a performance of gender expression is across a whole wide spectrum, and that everybody's different experience of gender and therefore their sort of performance of gender has to be unique because their perspective of gender is unique, and listening to everybody's different perspectives gives us a much better idea of what as a society we believe gender is as an expression. I think it's if you're going to discuss it, let's get everyone's opinion, or at least as many people as humanly possible. So yeah, it is really important. Boy Box is actually celebrating 9 years this year, and we've felt that the most important thing there was to create a family community, a safe space for kings to begin, learn, and then raise their game. And over the 9 years, we've been very proud to present over 100 kings, that many of whom have gone on to do really incredible things. So it's like you can see the result of these kinds of events genuinely lifting people up and giving platforms to unheard voices. So
yeah, it's amazing. I think seeing it come to fruition as well. 9 years ago, you saw that space, you saw that there wasn't a space for that kind of thing. And instead of being upset or ranting, which I'm sure you did your fair share of at the time, you did something about it. And taking action is so important. And, you know, because of that, like you just said, you've been able to platform over 100 kings, which is just, is wild. And for those people as well, I imagine they never imagined that a space like that would exist either. So it's powerful.
It's also really fun because, I mean, drag, as much as I intellectualize it by talking about performance of gender and perspective on gender and stuff like that, it is also full of joy and, in many cases, humor, as well as tearing apart the politics around gender identity and stuff like that and gender presentation in our current society. So you get nights where people come up with the most incredible, innovative things and you've never laughed so hard. So it is absolute barrel of laughs. So it's a lot of fun.
And Boy Box is still going on. So you've got another show coming up soon, haven't you?
Yeah, the big ninth birthday, yeah, is at the end of the month, 25th of September, at the Phoenix Arts Club. I'm going to plug it.
Yes, you have to plug it. Why else are you here? You have to plug it. We'll try and be there, right? The 25th of September.
Yeah, you must. The big birthday bash is always a bit of a bumper edition, special celebration. We've got a fantastic lineup of superstars this month, so I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a really, really good show.
But you must feel very comfortable now, like 9 years in doing Boy Box, but obviously you've been doing Drag King performances for longer than that. You must feel very comfortable on stage. But what was it like in this show doing kind of like the metaverse? Is that a virtual stage? Like, it's not your usual dressing room, is it? So could you talk to us a bit more about the experience of dressing up in this space and what exactly is a metaverse?
It's been a real learning curve. It's been very exciting, but it's been a little bit of a challenge here and there. It's you're putting on your headset and you're going into a virtual reality. It feels like you're there, but you're not there. Everything's sort of a cartoon. There's people around you. You can hear them next to you. You can see them next to you, but they're not there. You're sitting in your pajamas at home.
These are real people.
Yeah, they're real people. So it's kind of a next level Zoom call, isn't it? It's been really fun, and I've been able to look at my drag from a slightly different perspective as well. So it's helped me to sort of understand what parts of what I do is physically visible from my body language and which bits of it are expressed solely through basic hand gestures and voice, because it's not going to catch every single tiny inflection of a facial expression. Mm. It's not going to catch every part of your body doing different movements. So you are sort of, not that it's a limitation, but you have to get your character across is slightly different.
It's a new way of doing it, isn't it? New way of, you're probably thinking about different things completely.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's still a study of gender. So there's the, it's been really fun actually.
It's a very unique way of doing it. And it's amazing that you're part of this as a drag king.
Oh, I'm over the moon. It's great.
Yeah, I can imagine. I kind of want in. It feels currently, because it's relatively new, it feels like something that I want to be a part of. I'm like, I need to see inside the metaverse. I need to know what's going on. Obviously, this show is going to give us the opportunity to take a look and to see that. The show required each of you to debut like a show-stopping drag look, right? Mm-hmm. Using technology rather than real materials. I believe each of you worked with an individual British designer from the community. So I just wanted to know who you worked with and how you went about choosing your look and even working with those individuals.
I'm working with Christy, who is absolutely fantastic. They spent time studying my drag and what I do and wanted to get their ideas across, but also on a my look, which was very, I had a little cry. It was so wonderful to feel like someone had appreciated things that I do and then created something specifically around that. It was amazing. They've also really embraced non-binary colours in my outfit. Nice. I can give that away. And that's wonderful for both of us because that's something we can do together, both as non-binary people. So that makes me feel very, very proud. It's been a really interesting journey working with them. I've been to several fittings and things have been tweaked and we've talked about stuff and there was a long conversation about a hat and it was it was a lot, but I really feel like, I mean, it's wonderful to have someone design something for me. That's a new experience for me entirely. I think for the Rue girls it's not quite so new. It's brand spanking. I've never had anyone make anything for me
in real life or in metaverse.
Yeah, exactly. Seeing how it's coming together and seeing them piece the augmented reality stuff together and how that's shaping up, it's just been quite magical, really.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that you share the non-binary identity, and that kind of was something that you connected on. Do you feel like you kind of just fitted well together from the off in terms of your creation, or was there any kind of difficulty handing over that creative control? You said no one's designed for you before, so this is something you're normally in full control of.
I was worried that it would be, but it really wasn't. Christy was, as I said, went through my looks and went through what I do and really honoured that in their design, which was really wonderful and also very comforting for me. I have Adam's look is quite repetitive in a way. and it was wonderful that they'd cottoned onto that. They'd grabbed hold of it. They're going, oh, this is the kind of stuff you like to wear, so let's go with this. And I mean, there's reasons behind why Adam wears a suit and glasses and bow tie. There's reasons behind all of that. And they've kept that in. So that's really, really wonderful. But they've gone to town on how that's happened in ways I couldn't possibly have imagined. And it's been actually just wonderful to hand over the reins and get such a wild ride.
Amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So for this show and the platform, part of it for you is about witnessing the power of a drag king when they have an equal seat at the table. When you're doing a show like Metaverse, are you thinking about representing all drag kings out there who don't get as much representation as drag queens? I guess what I'm asking is, as you're one of the most famous drag kings out there, do you feel the responsibility of carrying that weight?
I mean, I can't represent the whole drag king scene. That's impossible. Everybody's drag is unique. So I can't really represent anyone but myself. But of course, I'm aware that I might be some people's first drag king. They may not have seen one before. They may not have seen many before. And therefore, I have a bit of a responsibility to present us in a good light and give a positive message. And so, yeah, I take that very, very seriously and try and keep my end up as much as possible. I think it is. We're still a community that's massively underrepresented in mainstream media and social media and all across all across all platforms, and it's really sort of vital that we get seen much more. So yeah, I want to do my part for us and step up and give the best performance I humanly can.
Love that, the determination.
I got some work to do.
Yeah, and I guess the most you can do is be a good example of a drag king. Like you said, you've had 100 drag kings go through Boy Box, and everyone's going to be very different. There's a lot of diversity amongst performers.
Oh, yes.
So you can't represent everyone, but you can represent drag kings as a, you know, as a category or as an art form, and be a good role model, I guess.
I hope so, yeah.
Like I said, you are one of the most famous drag kings, because I Google image search drag king and you're the first image.
Way! Yeah. The first image.
The first image, yeah.
Whoever's working on your SEO is doing a great, great job. Yeah. No, I think it's really special. How did it feel working with both Tia and Blue? Have you collaborated much with them on the project, or is it, as it's VR, has it kind of been separate?
Oh, we've done some filming together in the space. We had rehearsals last week, which was really fun. I really love working with Blue and with Tia. I've met them both several times before, various gigs here and there, and they're both really lovely people. So when I found out who I would be working with, which was one of the last things I found out, I was really, really excited to see them both again. So that's actually been one of the best bits, hanging out with those two.
Yeah, it's good to hear. A lot of these shows have a lot of drama and tension and frustration. So it's nice to just see people doing what they do best and also getting along at the same time. We don't see enough of people just actually experiencing joy and being able to just sit and create and, you know, be free in that way. Often reality TV, just bloodbaths.
Don't worry, Spencer, no one's going to get a villain edit.
There's no villain edit. Not today. I'm glad. I think, you know, TV is obviously very structured and very forced, a lot of these situations, but it is really nice to hear that people can just create and have a really nice time along the way.
We're not really in competition with each other either, so there isn't any need for attention of any kind. But I think that I've just in my experience of working with Tia and meeting Tia and the same with Blue, meeting Blue, working with Blue in the past when we've been on lineups together, I've just known them both to be really kind, really outgoing people. So that was my experience before, and it's my experience again. So it's been easy breezy.
I was gonna just ask, just because like I'm probably getting older now and this technology, so as an audience member, how do I watch Metaverse? How do I interact with the Metaverse?
You know, I'm not entirely sure how this is working. The gala is happening on Wednesday. There's a big performance, and at that performance it's possible to scan links with your phone and see the augmented reality costumes on not just us but on anyone through your phone.
Yeah, through your phone, on your camera, in your own environment, Animal will just pop up. You're going to be everywhere.
I think it's that's going to be really exciting. I think the show on Wednesday is going to be really big and really bold and really loud and really glamorous, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I am absolutely pumped for this show. It's going to be really good fun. We've all got our own solo moments, and it's just, yeah, kapow. Can't wait. Absolutely cannot wait. It's going to be good.
Kapow. We need to get ourselves invited, Mohsin. I don't know how we get into this. I'm going to have a word with the people behind the scenes after this call and make sure that happens.
Yeah, do that, because I don't know. I've just got to turn up.
But you have to be there. Adam, if you're not there, it's not going to happen. You have to be there.
Of course I'll be there. I just don't know how that's happening yet. Somebody will tell me. There'll be a car. I don't know.
You'll teleport, or you'll like hoverboard to the event. Final question to round this off. We always talk about the future being better or being more inclusive. And based on this conversation we're having around technologies that I think all three of us don't fully understand, based on the conversation we've had today, I think that the future is now. These things are happening now. So I want to ask you, what role do you think the metaverse and platforms like it can play in increasing inclusivity and visibility in drag?
I think that drag, well, before big mainstream TV programs, it was very much consigned to bars and clubs and pubs, some of which, you know, aren't all the most accessible spaces for lots and lots of people for lots and lots of reasons. I think this is another different platform which isn't necessarily in a space that's inaccessible to some. So I think that there will be people who now can access. So I think it's going to make a big difference to some people who haven't previously been able to access spaces. So I think it's got to be positive. I think there's obviously still work to be done, but it's to make things truly accessible to everybody. But I think it's a leap forward, and it's something new. And I think we'll find out how people choose to interact with this technology and how far it takes us and what it changes. We'll see what happens. It's always the people who use the stuff that create the path it takes. So who knows?
Who knows? So mystical to end. Who knows? Let's just be excited. Who knows?
A brilliant chat. Thank you so much. And we can't wait to see your performance.
Great. I can't wait to do it. It's going to be amazing.
I was waiting for you to be like, I can't wait to see my performance too.
It is all live, isn't it? It's not pre-recorded.
No, live. And yeah, I won't want to watch my performance back the next day, though I'm sure my wife will force me to.
Yeah, you have to.
It's how you get better. You watch yourself, critique yourself.
Oh, no.
No. You can't get better. You can't get better if you're already the best. That's what they say.
After my first coffee, at least, for goodness sake.
Adam, tell all four of our listeners where they can follow you on social media.
You can give us a little follow. Instagram's the best one, Adamall_drag. Or you can find me on Facebook, Adamall or YouTube. I've got a channel, or have a look. Insta's probably the best one that'll link you to most things.
Absolutely. And Adam is the top search on Google. So just Google Adam All and you'll find everything there that you need. And that way you can keep up with these technological advances of drag, which I never thought I'd be saying out loud. Do not forget to let us know that you have listened to our show on socials. We are on Instagram at queer_talk, and on Twitter we are queer_talk. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.